This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raising hopes of renewed efforts to end the war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. From Moscow, Charles Maines reports.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. The exchange caps a promise by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin to bring home Ukrainian prisoners and ultimately end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Attention now turns to renewed efforts to negotiate a lasting peace. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Forecasters say Hurricane Dorian strengthened to a Category 2 storm for a few hours Saturday as it headed toward the eastern coast of Canada. However, it again downgraded to a Category 1 storm late in the afternoon. On Friday, Dorian made landfall over Cape Hatteras in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper said there was a significant concern about hundreds of people trapped on Ocracoke Island in the Outer Banks region. At a news conference following a tour of the area, Cooper said Dorian was a sobering event for many people who stayed behind.
People at Ocracoke, even though many of them have lived there a long time and their families have lived there, there was somewhat a state of shock from the significant storm surge that they saw coming in.
The Canadian Hurricane Center said the storm was forecast to make landfall in Nova Scotia Saturday evening. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters